Good morning. We're going back to Belize. As you know, since 2005, our church has sent four mission teams to Belize. Now, in less than 2 weeks, a fifth team, with eight members, will be returning in response to God's calling to serve at St. Hilda's Anglican Church, Anglican School, in the very rural and poor community of Georgeville. Rebecca Butler, Karen Gunter, Nat Fetter, Carol Ann Melvin, Kelly Hall, Jeffrey Hall, our dean, Jim Morrell, and I leave on Saturday, January the 27th, and return on February the 5th. We are your away team, and you, our church family, are our home team. Our shared goal on this mission is to strengthen our already strong friendship and educational relationship. Our relationship with St. Hilda's School has four components. In Christ at St. Hilda's School, as a church family and individually. Second, each mission team that goes does things to improve the school environment and the students' educational experience. Third, we send money, $2,000 a year, to the principal and teachers for much-needed educational materials and facility needs. Fourth, we sponsor students, who are graduates from St. Hilda's School and who have the grades and the desire to attend high school. Now, in Belize, a high school education is available only to those who can afford the tuition fee, which is about $1,000 Canadian per year per student. Georgeville is a poor community, and very few families there can afford to pay school tuitions. Currently, we have four students in our cathedral's scholarship program, so this year we'll be sending $4,000 to Belize for their tuition fees. Now, the focus of this year's mission trip will not be on a construction project, as it has been sometimes in the past, but on helping in the classrooms. Principal Jane Martinez, who is great to work with, by the way, has told us their greatest needs are a computer-friendly projector and supplemental educational games and resources to support their grades 1-8 reading and math programs. We have gone ahead in faith and purchased from local stores in Fredericton about $500 worth of materials, enough to fill a suitcase, and we're looking at different options for the projector. So I have two requests of you, our home team cathedral family, today. Our church's missions to Belize have always been blessed by congregational prayers. Our away team all have prayer partners, but more prayer is always a good thing. So my first request of you is to ask you to pray. Pray for the away team as we prepare, as we travel, as we serve. Pray for the students and the teachers at St. Hilda's School. And I also invite you to come to our church's commissioning service of the mission team, which will take place at the 11:45 service next Sunday, 1 week from today. My second request of you is for your financial support. These three things, the mission trip, the annual financial support for the school, and the scholarship program, all require money. As in the four previous missions, the away team pay their own expenses. Travel, meals, accommodations. So that's all covered by the team. The educational aids we take with us, as well as money for the ongoing support of the school and the tuition program, are dependent on our offerings and our financial support. Your support could be on a one-time donation to this year's mission. or it could be on an ongoing basis. You could choose to supplement your regular offering, or you could take a check to Fran in the office. In either case, please mark it Belize Mission. And as with all offerings to the church, your donation is tax deductible. You can also help by buying one of these nice new cathedral lapel pins. Where is it? There. For $20, either from Dean Jeffrey or from Fran in the office or myself. Oh yes, and you can see what we're doing in Belize. You can check out our daily posts on the cathedral website. We want you, our home team, up to date on our daily activities while we're at St. Hilda's School, and we invite your feedback while we're there. I have one final comment. A young woman named Amika Myers is probably our most outstanding scholarship student. After she graduated from high school 3 years ago, she really wanted to go on to university. So in a response to a call for support, several members of our congregation here have been making special offerings for her university tuition. Despite many personal and family struggles, she's now ready to graduate from the University of Belize. And she wants to be a teacher. So our church is giving her a small gift, a daily devotions book, to recognize the occasion. And we get to present it to her while we're in Belize. So I will be at the cross aisles after the service if you would like to see the gift, the book, and I would be most grateful if we could fill her congratulatory card with our signatures and our best wishes. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support of our church's mission in Belize.